The Holy Gospel according to Luke, the 21st chapter. Jesus said, "There will be signs in the sun, the moon, and the stars, and on the earth distress among nations, confused by the roaring of the sea and the waves. People will faint from fear and foreboding of what is coming upon the world, for the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Now when these things begin to take place, stand up and raise your heads, because your redemption is drawing near." Then he told them a parable. Look at the fig tree and all the trees. As soon as they sprout leaves, you can see for yourselves and know that summer is already near. So also, when you see these things taking place, you know that the kingdom of God is near. Truly, I tell you, this generation will not pass away until all things have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. Be on guard so that your hearts are not weighed down with dissipation and drunkenness and the worries of this life, and that day does not catch you unexpectedly like a trap. For it will come upon all who live on the face of the whole earth. Be alert at all times, praying that you may have the strength to escape all these things that will take place and to stand before the Son of Man, the Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Please be seated. Grace and peace to you all from our crucified and risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us pray. Lord, may the words from my lips and the meditation of our hearts be pleasing to you as we go about today and our lives this week and always. In your name, Jesus, we pray. Amen. So by the time I get this liturgy down here, we'll be moving on to a new liturgy. Today is the first Sunday of Advent, a four-week season before Christmas, which begins our church year anew. We will have the lighting of the Advent wreath each Sunday, one candle each week, a sign of hope of what is yet to come, what already has come near, and what will come again. Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We, like the gospel writer of Luke, we live between the two advents of Jesus first coming into the world and his second coming when he will redeem all of creation. I remember the first Advent wreath my mom had purchased for our table as a child. It was covered in filigree gold and had four candles on it. I knew there was something special about Advent, but it was never really explained to me. I remember the German poem when we lived in Germany, "Advent, Advent, ein Lichtlein brennt," from my time as a child. The poem in German goes like this: "Advent, Advent, ein Lichtlein brennt. Erst eins, dann zwei, dann drei, dann vier. Dann steht das Christkind vor der Tür." And the older kids would say, "Und wenn das fünfte Lichtlein brennt, dann hast du Weihnachten verpennt." And translated, for those who do not speak German, the poem goes, "Advent, Advent, a little light is burning. First one, then two, then three, then four. Then baby Jesus stands at the door." And the older kids added, "And if the fifth little light is burning, then you've slept through Christmas." So Jesus tells his followers in today's reading to stay awake and don't miss the signs of him drawing near. It's hard to believe that we might sleep through Christmas, although many who are missing someone this year or who have hardships might rather do so than have to face it this year. For some of us, it is a matter of wishing the days were longer or there were more days before Christmas. We get more anxious as the days draw down and our to-do list just keeps growing. I remember those wonderful Advent calendars as a child that counted down the days to Christmas. Maybe some of you had one, or your children have them now, where I couldn't wait to find out what chocolate scene was to be found behind each calendar window. There is something special about counting down the days to Christmas as a child, looking forward to each day. With our cultural season of Christmas already on the shelves after Halloween, and the demands of hanging lights, baking cookies, finding that ugly Christmas sweater to wear for the Christmas party, sending out the year's greetings to friends and family, wondering if we are going to have anyone to celebrate Christmas with, midterm papers to write and tests to take, shopping for all those we want to share with, worrying about what the elf on the shelf might have seen and tell Santa, all while the typical demands of each day continue, the days ahead can be filled with anxiety and make you wish that you could slow time down. Add more days to the calendar, or hurry up and get past the day. We can easily get the Christmas blues when we focus on the cultural demands of the season. Yet this church season of Advent, in which the readings focus on preparing us for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to come again in the form of a vulnerable infant, to come and join in our suffering, to suffer for us, so that we might be reconciled to God. This Advent season reminds us to stay awake and look for the signs that Jesus has drawn already near, while trusting in the good news of our redemption, regardless of what circumstance we find ourselves in. I realize some of you have grown up in the church all your life, while some of you have come from different faith experiences, and some have had Advent observances, and some have not. In the narthex, or what we call the foyer, right outside the sanctuary, you can find a table that has an Advent calendar, each day with a different scripture reading to take with you. It helps us slow down. It helps us put our Lord first. It only takes a few minutes to read the scripture. You can read it for yourself or with your family or a friend at a coffee shop, or across the miles on the phone. Be renewed by the Spirit through the Word, and stay awake to the signs of Jesus already drawn near. I'm not very good at making this into a star, but the folded sheet of paper can be made into a star to remind you that Jesus' light is what is drawing us and calling us and reminding us to shine our light into the lives of others this season. One of those signs of Jesus drawing near was something that I witnessed through the Bridge of Peace Ministry Partner Dinner the other night. It was hosted by Bridge of Peace, a community you all have been supporting across time, with many volunteers and many financial gifts. They shared good news that this partnership, all these congregations that come together to help support the mission and the needs of Bridge of Peace, helped to share 25,000 meals this year to date alone with those in the Camden community they serve. I learned that the food pantry from another church closed down, and the needs of this church to be supported by St. Matthew's and the other ministry partners is still great, because by the end of 2018, they have another 5,000 meals that need to be shared. And though this congregation is not self-sustaining, but is grateful for those who help support them and care for the poor, welcome the outcast, a third of their annual budget does come through their own offerings. And because St. Matthew was able to supply 77 Thanksgiving baskets, mostly due to money from last year's budget, instead of this year's contribution. Bridge of Peace shared out of their abundance and sponsored a Latina congregation that ministers to a community often marginalized and even outcast in our society. So out of God's great love that you gave, they gave out of their love first received from God. The minister there, you all know maybe quite well. She's from your own flock, Pastor Giselle. She shared her appreciation for your generosity. So stay awake, friends. When the oppressed are lifted and the marginalized welcome and all are fed, you can believe that Jesus' kingdom has drawn near. As we pause from this hectic season in life and each calendar day in December, make time to open and read the Word and be surprised by what shape God's love is, which we find in each day. This can give us hope and be a reminder to us that the sorrows and the injustices of this world do not have the final word, but the Word of God. The Word become flesh, crucified and risen for the sake of the world, has the final word. And as we stay awake to see what is going on in the world and look to see where Jesus is drawing near and how Jesus is calling us to participate in that kingdom of justice and peace, as we await his coming into the world at Christmas once again, and his second coming one day, remember this, that we have a daring and living faith that proclaims Jesus Christ crucified and risen, so that we might be made new each day, remembering our sins have been washed clean in baptism, and through his resurrection, we too are raised to new life, where God continues to conform us to his image. And we once again can go out with our heads raised high and participate in Jesus' kingdom drawing near, seeking to follow his example and trying to love our neighbor as ourselves, remembering that not only are we God's children, but they are God's children too. Amen.